Blog Talk Radio.
Tech 9, I love you, but fuck you.
Welcome to Killer 2.
end. My brand new Benz. Thinking about my so-called friends. And why should I make amends when they cross the Nina and sin? Again and again and again. I love them dearly, but hear me, they burn severely. I'm weary to the point that I really don't want not one of them, none of them near me. Dear, trust you, but what's new for real? Yeah, I love you, but fuck you for real.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Met you at a rock show. November, no Octo. Pictures then locked yo, numbers and then got low. Called you up a lot though, found out that you not ho. Several trips to my show, shot me with your crossbow. We used to kick it in packs, whites and blacks, triple stacks and fat sacks. We matched, we relaxed the kiss, but I never twisted. She wished for the better mister. I mixed the lady with my kid brother, then miss, she became my sister for a minute. But then my lady started receiving that snitch about a nigga on tour. You wanna be the reason that split? You started believing that bitch in San Jose. You grip with a damn Jose. You flip, like a man won't stay. No trips, never send your pay. We did, used to play for you. Even used to pray for you. Never that, cause you wanted to spit in my face. Now it's up, 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 and away for you. I hate this. I was real, so why fake shit? You lost us, so go fuck them bitches on MySpace, sis.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Every show was a different face, but these two were from a distant place. Follow my tour, got a quick embrace. Never would have thought I had to give them space. Father and daughter, love me to death. Never cared that blood be the set, just love and the text. Shrugged the regret. When I found out, Papa kinda had the husband effect. Everybody seen it, but I didn't believe it. Everybody got it, but never did I receive it. His dream was for me to fuck Miss Sting. But she looked 15, baby girl was 19. But instead of giving a dick, I'd rather give her ice cream. Now I'm tripping, cause her pops just try to auction her off. But it turns out that he was knocking her off. I had to stop and I called, cause stepdaddy turned out to be the boyfriend. Guess he was getting him a little bit extra when he brought the toys in. Y'all lied to me, did it fuck with the Nina show it did. Y'all made me question what your motive is. Don't cry, Allie, but my temper was flared and scared also to see you. Guess I see you in the crowd like, where's Waldo?
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
I wrote this carefully.
Ooh.
I love you cause you married me. When I needed therapy, let me move in with you. Be my wife, you wasn't scared of me.
But fuck you because you say, if you don't get a job today, better kick rock, wasn't hard to say when you knew I'd wrap my heart away.
I love you cause you sexy, love you cause you're beautiful. Love you cause way back in the day you thought that I was suitable.
But fuck you, you treated me stupid and conceitedly. I wasn't very smart, but a genius you wanted me to be.
I love you cause you're strong, I love you cause you real. Because you forgave me when I cheated and popping pills.
But fuck you for bringing up shit that happened years ago. Chances of us getting back is gonna take a miracle.
You live in the past, I'm giving the gas and cash. How many niggas do that without you giving the ass?
And I asked you what other nigga would step up for the love to give up. She's in the house for you and the kids and even for your brother, nigga.
Enjoy the dough you get, cause I don't owe you shit. You was unhappy with me, so you split. You need to show me some love, ma. And I don't mean that I wanna fuck you, just acknowledge me taking care of you. Because I
love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Kinda strange how you came at me.
I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you. I love you, but fuck you.
Things will never be the same with me.
Verse 1.
I ain't never spoke nothing but highly about you. And you gon' believe a bitch you ain't never met. That's hardcore shit, baby. Verse 2. I mean, y'all lied to a nigga. I mean, that was foul shit y'all did, man. I don't know what the fuck y'all motive was, but it hurt me real bad because I trusted you, motherfucker. Verse 3. I know I fucked our marriage up, but you can't live in the past. You either gotta let that shit go or let me go.
Alright, y'all, next. E-40, Tech-9, Berlin Tong, Zombie.
The very mention of the name brings to mind things so evil, so fantastic, so degrading. You wonder if it isn't all a dream, a nightmare. No, this is no dream. This is the original terrifying story of a man who lived after death on human blood and lured innocent girls to a fate truly worse than death.
Sickness, you're witnessing, nigga, sitting. I'ma get you addicted when I spit shit, venomous shit, shit again. Yeah. So much, I gotta go to Costco to get my toilet paper. Hit so much, spit so much, put the pistol up, I'ma get so nuts. Reaper rapper, keep her safer, he can take her. Chill pill, real deal, kill bill. I might be sick, but that ain't the reason that I still spit real ill. Niggas ain't got no lyrics, when I hear it, I'm like, what's up with that? Everybody wanna copy me, so I'm chopping them up, leave rotten meat. I'ma be drama free like my mama be. Suicide before I let a nigga ride on me. That ain't comedy. I don't get it, I don't have to get it. Mini AK, I call him Mitchie. And he got a sister heating him up, making skin blisters. Girl, I'm a monster, yo, zombie.
Out the window and it's thundering and lightning. Two in the afternoon, the sky is black and it's frightening. They're howling, looking and prowling, growling, backwards smiling, crowding. Around my place, give me 40 feet in a house of space where I'm pushing the basement. Thumper, thumper, factory gun like a hunter, kick a nigga ass like a punter, beat a motherfucker like a drummer. Bitch play crazy, have a hater hazy, four game like the great. I'm a monster, I'm a fiend on the microphone. Welcome to my twilight zone. Let me sound, get tombstone, send you to hell where you belong. Gonna wish you had a motherfucker snow cone. No coat on, I got the wickedest flow. Serve a motherfucker take out to go. Send the hover head to a sucker front door. Listen, 40 water Nina in this house.
Monster, good, a fiend if you're a zombie. Sing a love in every way, Tech Lynch and 40 sing. So you gotta be conscious of what it means. Then I know that you're ready for what it brings.
Do you know what I mean when I say Caribou? Think you're telling me Tech Nina, go ahead and do you. Think you never get enough of Nina and you listen when you're with the crew. KCT, you knowin' just what it do.
Your ass probably starting to mosh pit. Loving every minute of banging this bullshit. You throwing up your set around all clicks. You never wanna be hanging with a soft bitch.
You know who you are, motherfuckers.
You're a zombie, monster, ghoul. You're a zombie, monster, ghoul. monster, ghoul, or fiend.
Hi, up next. Have a more E40. Speaking with Tech Nine and Marty James. Fried.
Ride, drift it,
Freddy Garcia, Misery in the Flesh. Yo, up next, Ghetto G. I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate.
Warning. 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 Warning.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following story is based on true events.
I was always the one in groups no one ever knew. I'm rising from the shadows, nothing you could do. I keep it real, I don't need no stupid gimmick. Fed up with the radio, it all makes me sick. You making songs is just a damn waste. I'll show you talent, come and get you a taste. When it comes to rhyming, that shit's out the door. I won't be centered in no Walmart store. I be like a lion, cause I am a beast. I'm that dope white boy coming from the east. At the top, eating good pussy for a feast. You just disgusting, molesting kids like a priest. Look at your lame ass, your swag's on broke. Only getting laid with the Facebook post. I'm on a mission, I hope you feel my campaign. I'm here to get music popping like some champagne. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war. Come on, bring the hate. Name's Ghetto G, but I'm not from the hood. No one even gets me, I'm just misunderstood. It's undeniable, I got skills, but people still hate. No one give me a shot, I could be something great. I got that driving ambition, that'll take me far. I'm not going anywhere, I'm long-term like a star. This world's at war, that's why I'm dropping bombs. Hate that they glorify the ghetto and teen moms. Tired of wasting time on people who can't lay a decent track. I don't trust anyone, cause no one got my back. No matter what you think, bitch, I will not surrender. You're a fake, a rip-off, you'll never be anything better. Hey, drumming, you crying in your closet, you have a meltdown. You'll never be like fag, you get the thumbs down. You hate everyone, cause you really hate yourself. Go back to your dungeon and do something else. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all the shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm here to drop all this knowledge in your ear, saying all this shit that you don't wanna hear. I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate. This is a war zone, ain't no one safe. Come on, follow me, if you can relate. I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, I'm ready for war, come on, bring the hate.
Godsmack. Love, hate, sex, pain. Independence.
business innovation.
Sitting here alone.
Alright, up next, Mudvayne, World So Cold.
Passion's lost, and all the trust is gone. Way too far, for way too long. Children crying, cast out and neglected. Only in a world so cold, only in a world this cold. Hold the hand of your best friend, look into their eyes, then watch them drift away. Some might say we
Aye, up next to this priest. You've got another thing coming.
I'm taking the pain, that's enough.
I are up next. Except ball to the wall.
Lost life.
up next, Alice Cooper, I Am Made of You. Hi, up next, ICP, Aliens in the Attic.
I think you should come up here. I think you should come up here. Mr. Pfizer, I think you should come up here. I think you should come up here.
Come up here. I'm telling you, man, if I really meant to do it, should I be a victim to it? Should I walk the devil's dance and see if all my terror fails?
You are safe always. I am a
Alright, y'all, up next, I don't know who the artist is, but here we go, the ABCs.
Yo, if you don't know, this is the ABCs for all you unintelligent motherfuckers.
Alcohol, bitches, cops, drugs, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. Alcohol, bitches, cops, drugs, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. Hey, yeah. Alphabetical animal, attacking alien aircraft, atomic aftermath, acid, and artificial anthrax. Oh, yeah. Biological beast, born brutally bitter, fashion bastards, backwards, backbones, bubbling blisters. Yeah. Catastrophical creature, catapulting calligraphy, crushing ciphers considerably, crowd chuckle consistently. Yeah. Dangerously demonic, destination, detonation, dirty daft, dungeon diplomat, demonstrating dedication. Yeah. Excellent energy, ejecting envious entities, edible ecstasy, effortlessly ending every enemy. Finding factions, false fate, fictional fate, fatal fist fly, fracturing freedom's fragile fate. Generations gleam, grappling, genetical greatness, grabbing gauges, groping girlfriends, globally gracious. Holy hemorrhoids, humor hatches, hysteria, hip-hop's hernia, hopeless herbs have hypothermia. Alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks,
latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. I'm immensely intricate, increasing in increments, instantly inking incidents, innovating intense instruments. Just joking, jabbing jealous junior jerkies, JJ Jabberjaw, jotting joints, jamming jerseys. King crumbs, kamikaze, karate kicks, kissing kangaroos, karma, klepto, kidnapping kids. Levitating look, lonely lizards, sleeping lepers, leaving lectures, lazy ladies lack love letters. Miscellaneous Mac master, murdering mics, making millions, magically making metaphorical mice. Naturally nasty, not necessarily nice. Nocturnal nomads, nicotine nuts, need neurotic nights. Optimistic omen, only opportunities open. Overdosing off objects, outspoken, observing oceans. Penetrating pink pussies, provoking pandemonium. Pencils punch past, perfect punchlines, paint podiums. Alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks, alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. Quiet. Quantum questions, quiz queens, queers crawl quick, quoting quacks, quake, quasi, quench, quarterbacks, quit. Right. Rejecting random rappers, ridiculous repertoires, resurrecting rascals, remarkably ripping record reports. Sure. Supersizing sandwiches, savages, sabotage, sucking straws, sipping Satan, sister, soupy, salty, soft. True. 22 tentacles, typing tight, tremendous text, technically talking techniques, tend to tackle tacky tests. Okay. Universally understated, unforgettably ultra, ultimate, unsigned, unique, underground, underrated, ulcer. Right. Venomous verses, ventilate, victims vacate, Valentine victory, very vivid, vaginas vibrate. Wizards write witty with wonderful wacky words, while witches whittle wood, whistling weird whimsical works. Xenophobic X-Men, X-ray xylophones, yeah. Young yokel John, zebra zigzag, zirconium zones. Alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. Alcohol, bitches, cops, dro, ecstasy, fiends, gangsters, hoes, ice, jewels, kicks, latex, microphones, necklaces, outfits, paychecks. Hey yo, for all you super MCs out there, yo, that was a lot harder than you might have, that you think it was, man. That was pretty difficult. You should try it sometime. Peace.
Ah, y'all, we back. Up next, Tech N9ne, Chris Calico. And a dude whose name I can't pronounce. Unfair.
And the road gets harder with flow spits, cause we represent the Kansas City motion. Double doses, Tech Calicosis. But ran into a duo that's ferocious. Some of the best to kill you, no rescue. They say that you gotta fit hot 16s before you step through. And they say everybody, nigga even tech dude. Now we gotta explain our journey to the tech crew. I'm on a pilgrimage to the Rhyme Mecca, because I'm Tekka. And it's mine to lift yet down at the bottom because nine's better. And if swine's ever find the quest to try and test the cleverness thing in a mess binder, yes, I'm 7K, I'm a defined pressure. I'm a fit it for, fit it roars, I'm not a critic whore. Hit ignore, I got a fit it core. Fit it's war, you're not a win it pours. Wanna play A, every net A, set A, for the wet A, then I spread A, set A. You get the pet A, that's your A, you're net A. Bumblebee tuna, don't be smelling like it if you're under me. Rumors will begin to bounce up from hungry punas, hoping, wishing, praying when you're gonna be tuna. When I'm dead, I'ma get up in the head of the nigga that set it up, picking a letter, then I wet him up like a predator. I'ma dead, I'ma let him plus skip the pizza, there ain't no humble, we luna. Moon stricken, redneck singing, who them coons ripping, boom. Pick em off, take em off, I'ma land in my van, a lot of room, get in and in. Wanna catch my flow, tryna wake up your style, but you fucked up like, uh-oh, I'ma make up for it now. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare. Caring is barely there. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see near any spare. Caring is barely there. It's unfair.
Poorly juiced, we never let any fools. You know the rules.
Christopher, egotistical.
typical narcissistic. With Jack,
if they sit on the phone, then we tell them to get up and move and make us some room.
But I heard of these guys, murderous when it comes to scripture. Ubiquitous and got them us, they got to us, we got to them, so we meet right in the middle. Shoot a fat and fried up a little. When it's unfair, we got their hands in the air, and you can't even get a show. No one cares, it's your freestyle so rare, and don't nobody care, nobody knows. And it's easy for them physical favors, why y'all just spend all your paper? Breeze, he's bent over the table, tattoo symbols on my label. Trapping and trafficking rhymes, some sharp as African knives. We what is happening to your wife while you're at 95? So might as well stop rapping, cause it's not happening if I stop laughing. Cause it's the hard to impress, it's just blatant disregard. The four horsemen, of course, we're forced to be coarse when you're talking taller when y'all getting the short
end. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see ne'er any spare. Caring is barely there. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see ne'er any spare. Caring is barely there.
It's unfair to me. Nothing is what it appears to be. Killing off any and everything coming into end. It's something that's dear to me. If and you feeling the fear, then flee. 5-0-feet. Bum, what the fuck up? I'm a TARDIS with a clover, I guess you would call it dumb dumb. When I'm rapping, out of habit, I'm adamant, getting Adam. But I would rather hit a madam with a magnum and spit her Adam. Try to fathom the famine that won't diminish the anger. Got a place set at the table, we eating spinach with strange specific caribou loose. Feeling the sickest shit ever by telling, but who would have knew? I'm one of the two in the crew, with a knife in my pocket and one in my shoes. Surrounded by haters, so what am I do? Thinking I gotta devise a game plan, get a ticket to kick it with Chris and Nina. So I'm guessing I'm headed to Strangeland. And my main man would have told me to murk him. Doing this thing indeed, I'ma catch a couple more than I'm forming a human centipede. Pause. I'm aware that they hating. Look it, they got a diss. Who the fuck is fucking with? Tech, Cali, UB, and Gotti.
It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see ne'er any spare. Caring is barely there. It's unfair to be such a motherfucking rarity. Beware that we tear many squares if he dares to be a parody of this clarity. We bear that we share. Swear we need therapy. Prepare to see ne'er any spare. Caring is barely there.
It's unfair to be doing motherfucking charity. You can pay a fucking fare for me. You really, there ain't nothing there for me. Move carefully. I swear to be dry as a parakeet. High as a Cherokee. Am I rhyme? I spoke like Jeremy. Feel my fire. My smoke, my kerosene. We don't want no drama. We don't want no trouble. We can keep it peaceful if y'all can keep it humble. I really don't know what he come for, but his name is the same as a gun, yo. Strangeland is a place that I've seen in a dream since I was running around in my Umbro. And you heard it direct from my mouthpiece. Tech scouted me out, then found me. Turned out we the perfect strangers, Larry Appleton and Balky. I was out east when the text came in, with text day in, what it's about to be. Before you fuck me on the dough, know that everybody around here looking out for me. Now that we got that in the air, I can feel the change in the atmosphere. My crew been living in limbo, apparently all this rapping has trapped us here. And after years, they hear when we lost inside the dream. Not necessarily, I won't let this rap thing bury me. I'ma let these bat wings carry me.
I up next, Christmas in the Hood.
Pack. We're killing all the way. Now you're home alone. Don't play Macaulay Culkin. Fuck the puffin' on the chronic straight mistletoe we smoking. I ain't joking, can I get amen? But us, the reason for the season is for murder and mayhem. Silent night, that's when I creep like Santa Claus. Sneaking down the chimney. Get your cookies and your money, pack it up and I'm gone. Jingle bells, no bitch, that's my cell phone. I'm a Grinch in a pinch, give a mile, take an inch. I'ma leave a little bit for the kids, that's it. No mo, ho ho, let's go. Watch the dog with the gifts and my go. It was visions and nigga bitches, it's up in my head. Don't give a fuck about sugar plum.
problems and none of that dumb shit. All I really care about is violent bitches and bong hits. And that's about all my wish list consists of. Cut all the crap, just get to the good stuff. The east side of the Yuletide right. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
We wish you a scary Christmas,
Christmas.
We wish you a scary Christmas,
Christmas.
That's why Santa had to miss ya, cause we got him right here.
Ooh, ooh.
And that ringing that you hear ain't some bells clinging. It's the fire from the signal that we all bringing. It's the wolf pack blaze, the veil twisted in ROC, yelling at the world, fill it with bodies, more bodies for real.
After sucking my cock, so I shimmy down the chimney all covered in snow. Merry Clitch is what I leave when it's time to go.
Yeah.
A walk through my winter wonder pants as we dance. We retire by the fire, get high first chance. Treat don't expire by your classy rich bitch. Just hook up the gifts and have them at that Christmas.
Oh ho, the mistletoe. Who wanna talk? Kiss the killer who likes Cheerio. Marshmallows in my teeth. I'm huddled up by the fireplace, wrapped in a Pokemon bed sheet. Wait for Fatty to bring my gift. I only want it with the body and some panties made of licorice. Amigo, all the justice. Brand new in a box in a track from a knock side featuring Tupac.
Drink and smoke and laugh.
What's up, homo?
No, no, no. That's those SPH people. They're the homos.
Why is it that, like, I posted up a mirror picture of myself and I was being funny and I put hashtag selfie, hashtag mirror pic, and a bunch of fucking homos on Instagram like it?
Fuck if I know.
Like, no wonder all these bitches put all them hashtags on there. Because they just get random-ass fucking people seeing this shit.
Oh, bud. That's fucking perfect.
Because these people liked it. I was like, who the fuck are these people? And then they click it, and these, both of them were profiles of dudes, man, with, you know, mirror pictures. One of them being half-naked.
Oh, but that's just funny.
It's like fucking homos, man. What the hell is this shit?
I don't know. I'm getting everything for the mixtape ready.
Your what?
I'm getting everything for the mixtape ready. But we're just waiting on one more track.
And who's they?
Too Fast Floatron.
All right, then. Is he going to have it done?
I don't know, but we got Sam Grimm music up on the mixtape now. It's officially done.
Damn. He's probably the quickest one.
Yeah, I know, right?
Told him about it and boom, there it is. See that?
Hell yeah. It works.
But I put a song on the soundboard you could listen to that I thought was kind of funny. It's a wrestling type Christmas song.
What's it under?
It's under Pro Wrestling Christmas Song. Because I don't know exactly who sings it. It was just a video of this girl singing it and shit.
That should be interesting.
It's not very long, but yeah, it is pretty interesting.
There we go.
This wrestling is ruled by economics. We are stuck with basic thugonomics. And the man who keeps saying business, like he's trying to break a record in Guinness. We search for shows to remember. All we find is a promoter we want to dismember. We almost find it impossible to cope, yet we find reasons to hope. For a great promo we pledge, and we get the man who eats straight edge. The story of a great stable we wish to tell, and the music hits Sierra Hotel. Then there's every arena's favorite son who needs his title run. Call him a goat or a dragon, we should all be on his bandwagon. He's the best thing on right now, way better than that movie star who raises his eyebrow. So stop your politicking, stop your crying, and give the title to Daniel Bryan. No matter what silly stories whirl, remember we are all pro wrestling guys and girls. Merry Heel Christmas, everybody.
Fan, you don't even enjoy that. I see how it is.
It's funny as all hell. It's just, wow. This. And she's pretty good, too.
Now, Havoc's thinking, man, I gotta find this video, man. She probably got nice titties.
Man, she probably does have nice titties.
Well, unlike that song that you're listening to right now, that sounds like garbage.
Oh, it's in Japanese.
Even more so, why it sucks.
Nah, it's actually not that bad. I actually like it.
We've been over this. You like everything.
Well, not everything. I mean, I don't like Lil Wayne. I don't like Nicki Minaj. I hate fucking, what the hell they call it? Oh, yeah.
Okay, everything that isn't complete nonsense. that nobody should ever listen to. Let's pretend they don't exist.
Man, I think the whole world would be a hell of a lot better if that happened.
That's what's wrong with the world. They're all fucking stupid.
Well, yeah.
Yes, the Legos!
Surviving Christmas, that's your track, right?
Maybe.
Okay, I'll go back to that one then.
Say you'll go back to that one?
Yep.
Yes, that's my track, you dipshit.
Is that my wedding dress?
Yeah, because I'm putting all the tracks in order.
So where is this going to be at for people to listen to?
Maybe I'll try and put it on MediaFire.
Well, where are all the other ones at?
All of them are on MediaFire except for one, because they wouldn't let us upload the tracks.
Yeah, that Netflix likes to screw you over all the time.
Well, them too.
They're like, no, this ain't who sings this.
They're like, nope, you're screwed. But yeah, this is pretty much almost all set.
So the grand total is?
I'll let you know as soon as I get them all counted up. That one's actually pretty good. All right, there we go. I'm going to make the 12 Pains of Christmas the last track of the thing, but we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. At once, too fast, Voltron puts this track in, we'll have 11 tracks.
One more than last year.
So that's a few more than we were expecting.
What?
What's right, you don't like Japanese?
No, I don't like to watch shit I don't understand.
It's actually not that hard to understand.
All right, tell me what they're saying.
I'm sorry, Mr. Natsu.
There must be subtitles. Don't bullshit me.
Yep, you're correct. They are subtitles.
Now, tell me what they're saying without the subtitles.
Of course, so you can't turn the subtitles off.
Alright, just don't look at the screen.
I'll try that. Let's see, A Christmas Story. Oh, there's one of those notes that tells who's the lucky one. The title part doesn't have subtitles. Then it reads the lucky one.
Apparently that one wants a cookie.
Yeah, probably. Oh, this is track 8. Oops.
And that one wants a taco.
Sure. You know what they said? Nothing about tacos. We'll make your track, track number 9.
Oh yeah, why is it gonna be so far down?
Don't worry.
You'll be right above Too Fast Flotron.
Maybe I want to be track 5 or something.
Track 5 is Jay Shelton.
Oh, he can move down or up.
Let's see, track 4, Halocene. You know what, we'll make Lentil track 9, we'll put you at track 6.
I guess that can work.
Oh yeah, speaking of which, here we go with Sam Grimm, A Christmas Story.
So you can now provide the means to slay my bones and take back what's rightfully mine. I know if I'm patient, all the things will come in time. But that's not a virtue I possess, it's evil as it does. And now I'm here to stand up close. So you can now provide the means to slay my bones and take back what's rightfully mine. I know if I'm patient, all the things will come in time. But that's not a virtue I possess, it's evil as it does. And
I always felt that there was something missing. I spent most of my time trying to find it, and I made it my life's mission. Everybody says don't focus on the past and try to stay in the present, but to make a better future I gotta kill the demon that I still feel might be listening. And somewhere deep in my mind, right behind my line of vision, got no time to doubt myself, no turning back, no second guessing. Gotta stay on the path ahead and take the answer to this burning question. What's it gonna be this year, drunken rage or religious confrontation? I don't know how I survived this non-stop physical and mental hazing. You caught me off guard last round with a sneak attack, surprise invasion. But I'm ready for the onslaught this time, I've already met my battle station. I will not accept defeat when victory is mine for the taking. And I'm gonna make it so faithfully blade sent that way there's no mistaking. When the unmovable object met the unstoppable force, the earth was shaking. I'm not the ghost of your past, this is reality that you're facing. All I want for Christmas is for you to suffer forever in your complacent.
What I want for Christmas, Santa Claus, so you can now provide the means to play my bones and take back what's rightfully mine. I know if I'm patient, all the things will come in time. But that's not a virtue I possess, it's evil as it does. And I want for Christmas, Santa Claus, so you can now provide the means to play my bones and take back what's rightfully mine. I know if I'm patient, all the things will come in time. But that's not a virtue I possess, it's evil as it does.
The death of the heathens that I have listed, make it slow and vicious, for the enemy's psyche is sick and twisted. They all know exactly where to strike and make the kindness die. Thoughts of joy and happiness got torn away from malicious ties. So here I stand, a man forever banned from the promised land, with a wicked plan for all the foes that laid a spiteful hand. I was cursed with an open heart, too many people too close from the start. They froze it over and now I slowly fall apart. Santa Grimm, these wishes of mine make them suffer and twist inside. Dismember the fallacies built on the tragedies that they inflicted on our lives. Kill all those that I despise with a blizzard of hibachi knives. Do us all a favor and desecrate the naughty guys. Bring the coldest winter winds, icy feel the needles pins, heavy with hate and aim and pain and anguish at the bully kids. Santa's out for blood and thanks to me now he's got a battle plan, and he's starting with my Christmas list. So get up and run, man.
I want for Christmas, Santa Claus, so you can now provide the means to slay my bones and take back what's rightfully mine. I know if I'm patient, all the things will come in time. But that's not a virtue I possess, it's evil as it does. And I want for Christmas, Santa Claus, so you can now provide the means to slay my bones and take back what's rightfully mine. I know if I'm patient, all the things will come in time. But that's not a virtue I possess, it's evil as it does. And Santa Claus, so you can now provide the means to slay my bones and take back what's rightfully mine. I know if I'm patient, all good things will come in time. But that's not a virtue I possess, it's evil as it does tonight.
And we're back. What do you think?
It was a pretty good song. Too bad I don't know what the hell he's saying it. Tell me what that chorus said, though, man.
But I have no idea what the fucking chorus said.
I mean, I like it, though. I just don't know what he says.
Yeah, no clue. I mean, we could always ask Baby Kalum.
No, that's all right. We'll just we'll just go with it.
Yeah, we'll just go in and say, maybe they're talking about a Christmas, story. Maybe that's a Christmas story.
I don't know. It's a good song, though. Nice and twisted.
Hell yeah.
So after posting that that Richter picture to a bunch of people, a few of them actually shared it.
Yeah. And then you had Mary, who decided to comment on it twice for some odd reason.
That's what happens when you're on a cell phone.
Yeah, the first one gets hidden, and then you do it again.
Yeah. Or you go to send it, and it doesn't send, and you send it again, so just post twice. And then, that what's-her-face, Zuggalotus chick or whatever, man, she was like, isn't he dead? What the fuck?
Oh, fuck. No.
And then she said something, no, never mind, that's something else, or something. I don't know what the fuck you say. But why would somebody think he was dead? Why would I post that to you if he was dead?
I don't know.
How are we going to do an interview with a dead guy?
I don't know, maybe find someone who does seances.
Yeah, because then that interview will go so well. As your phone cuts out.
Yeah, it cuts out and all of a sudden we all die.
Jeez. And then that'd be one interview people are glad they missed.
Yeah, I can see it now, man. We bring them, we fucking contact him through the dead, and all of a sudden we get a fuck off, I'm dead. Leave me alone, you damn kids.
Who the fuck is that? Ebenezer Scrooge.
Nah, I'd be like,
oh, fuck.
Ah, humbug, let me be dead.
That's what you sounded like, though. Sounded like Scrooge.
Oh, man. All right, so let's see if that, the fuck? Apparently, Boone is trying to be Santa Claus now.
No. Just go back on the boat, Boone.
I think that's where he is because of the fact, or he's somewhere because of the fact, he posts up a thing saying, look, busy, Santa is coming. Although he's not really in a Santa Claus suit, so that don't make no sense. Maybe he's like fucking, what the hell is his name, Mark Henry.
But he's not black.
No, but he's a redneck, so there you go, redneck Santa Claus.
How is that the same thing?
You got a black Santa Claus, and then you get a redneck Santa Claus, and you get where the fuck standout is.
What the hell does redneck Santa Claus bring you? fucking beer.
Yeah, a deer, some chicken.
No, I said beer. Well, a
deer,
oh,
yeah,
too.
That's
And then, I don't know, then he has hooking into incest with, like, with all his, with his wife, his elves, and everything else.
Did you say incest with his wife?
That I
How
did.
How the fuck is that incest? Unless it's, like, a sister. Or
well,
aunt,
sister.
Or mom, or something.
Exactly. His sister is his wife.
You gotta specify that, man. You just gotta be like his wife, because, you know, if it's just his wife, then it's not incest. It's fine.
and then they also bring you fucking ATVs and fucking Dodge Toyotas.
Bring your dentures.
That too.
For all the people missing teeth.
Yeah, they probably took it.
Nice wind chimes.
So since As Dragon doesn't really, you know, answer actual questions, doesn't answer bullshit questions with bullshit answers, I'm going to leave that group.
Man, I don't have to leave groups, man. At some point, I'll just get blocked from them. Like old Juggalo chat. I'll never know why I can no longer be in there.
I have no idea.
Now, I'd understand if I told all the people in there to fuck off or something, but I did nothing.
Yeah.
And I was probably blocked for a while, and I probably didn't even realize until I actually wanted to go look in there.
Oh, it's Throwback Thursday, apparently.
Well, that's wonderful, even though it's Friday.
Yeah, well, blame Timbaland.
Timbaland? Like...
Yeah. About like 9 hours ago, he posted up something, Throwback Thursday, and it's a picture of him, Eminem, Missy Elliott, and Aaliyah.
Okay, then. And what is that on?
I don't know. It's on Eminem's page. He was apparently, trending. Timbaland said, is trending about Eminem, Timbaland. So, yeah.
All right, then.
So, yeah. What do you say we go with another trick here? I say, of course, we're random here.
Your wings, flying over frozen mountains, crystal rivers and geyser fountains, drifting above China's mystic forests, float with the breeze across these the shores, deserts, cactus and tumbleweed, Irish meadows and fields of green, glide through cities of brick and stone, broken arrows of ancient Rome.
Fly with me, come on and fly with me, come on and fly with me, come on and fly with me.
Woodlands, forbidden trails, dust devils, caves and okay corrals, castle halls, underwater falls, pyramids crumble when nature calls, skies of blue become black as stars, lightning bugs kept within jars, sand moves slowly through the hourglass, we spread, we can all fly last.
Everybody come and fly away.
Over northern lights, wolves howl over blood red moonlit nights, we're kings and queens within our dreams, the sky rains diamonds and ruby rings, oceans, rivers, lakes and ponds, lions, unicorns, birds and fawns,
fly with me, come on and fly with me, come on and fly with me, come on and fly with me.
Baby Caitlin, just for you, what's being said in the chorus of A Christmas Story?
And apparently she sent me some link, but I don't know what the fuck it is.
Probably the same link that she sent me for a Christmas Story.
Well, I told her I already heard it on here, and then she said, really?
I'm checking to see if Donnie Menace has any Christmas tracks that he wants to submit for the mixtape. If not, I'll just have him send me Cold as Ice. I'll put that up on there. We'll see what he says.
Yeah.
If he starts cold as ice, then he can send that my way. We'll put that up onto the mixtape. Okay. The chorus says, "What I want for Christmas, Santa Claus. No, you cannot provide the means to slay my foes and take back what's rightfully mine. I know if I'm patient, all good things will come in time, but that's a virtue I possess. This evil has to die tonight."
Yeah, I would have never got that.
And Diamond said he's never made a Christmas track before, and Cold as Ice is MIA unless I can discover it somewhere till further notice.
Yeah, people don't like to do Christmas songs.
I noticed. Wait, I'm thinking. Sound quick. Diamonds. Music. Oh, that was a bust. Yep, that was a big bust. If I ever want to sound click, I might be able to find it, but no.
Find one.
That track. Cold as Ice by Dying Menace.
Maybe it's on YouTube.
I already tried that.
Maybe it's on SoundCloud.
Nope. Well, let's try the way he spelled it. Yep, nope, none. All I got was the freeze.
The freeze? The fuck is that?
Fuck if I know.
Is that an artist?
Apparently.
All right, then.
Well, that doesn't work. Let's try somewhere else.
Yay, somewhere else.
Not too many places to try. Don't know if it's still up and around, but what's... Yeah, no. Let's try... Wait a minute. Might have an idea. Hopefully it can work. I don't want your head. Fuck off. Yeah, nope, that was a fail. Menace the Brotherhood, no.
Yep, that's it.
Let's try reverb again.
Then.
Let's see. So apparently, Jack Swagger and Tony Cesaro and Zeb Coulter named themselves after a band.
Okay.
So I'm on Reverb, and I see a track called Christmas. The artist, The Real American. We don't want no fucking country motherfuckers. Fuck out of here. I don't think we want a band named Kitty Litter.
I bet you they're the shit.
Let's find out. Definitely shitty so far.
I'm not even saying anything.
Exactly my point. There's no lyrics. It's just that fucking instrumental over and over again.
Okay, well, fuck that.
Yeah. You know, I'm gonna just put this dude up on there just for the hell of it.
Who is that?
You're about to find out. Yep, that's right. It's Elvis Presley.
Wonderful.
let's see. Maybe the Misfits might have something. If not, we'll put Elvis up on it just for the hell of them. Yes, we must find the Misfits' horrible Xmas.
Now you're just finding some random ass shit that we don't even have permission to use.
Well, it's not like we have permission to use. Dominic the Donkey.
Man, I don't think anybody fucking cares. Nobody even knows what the hell that is.
Thank you.
picture with the ladder a yard and a half ago.
Man, the Misfits still sound good. trying to think. The track I knew, I can't remember it.
Nope, that's all it.
The Goria, or the Gonia. I think what the hell that fucking curse in Silent Hill was called. What was the name of that curse? God damn it. Time to go back into the old archives.
Holy shit, that girl was scary looking.
The fuck?
Nothing.
Must have seen the same chick that I saw on Facebook earlier.
Oh yeah. Who might that be?
The chick fucking posted up a picture saying, "Am I hashtag pretty?" She had a duck face. I commented, "No, duck face is not cute or anything. Fuck off."
Yeah, it's definitely not the same thing.
Was it July? Was it September? 2008? Angela's curse. That's what it was. Please to be ruined. But they ain't downloadable. Gonia.
What the fuck?
YouTube. And look, Chris, come on. Please to be around here somewhere.
Man, fuck you, Tammy Brown.
Three smiles, a pretty white smile. With
Crest
Pretty White Toothpaste, it removes up to
90%
of surface
stains.
Fuck you,
Chris
Toothpaste.
Wait, Chris Toothpaste.
That's what that damn commercial was you were just listening to.
Oh, I didn't know what the fuck it was.
It said Chris Toothpaste in the damn advertisement. How do you not know?
I wasn't paying attention. Damn it. That didn't work.
I love all these bitches in the people you may know section all have their titties all hanging out. I bet you they all complain about people that hit on them.
Probably. Damn it, this would be perfect for the fucking mixtape. Mappy of Christmas track, but fuck it, it'd be funny as hell to put up on there.
What is that?
Metal Montana.
Damn, yo. Them crazy clowns always with some fat ass bitches, yo.
Heavy metal Christmas. Twisted Sister. Play. I don't want to enter a fucking word. Let's do a fucking track. Why do I need a word? Why do I need to enter something? Download. This is going on the fucking mixtape.
Man, now this is just turning into a mixtape that you would make and just put in your car or something. It's no longer special. Now it's just a thrown together mixtape.
Hey, it's a Christmas track.
Yeah, but these people are well known.
Well, this person is not well known. Telonitis. Telonitis, there you go. Well, that didn't work out too well.
Don't show me this fucking message again.
Okay, that track was again had a Trojan in it, so we're not going with that one.
That's what you get.
No. We wish you a metal Xmas. We wish you a metal Xmas. We wish you a metal Xmas. And a headbanging New Year. So many people are well known since they were a part of the We Wish You a Metal Xmas and a Headbanging New Year album that was put out a few years ago.
See that?
Now I must own this album. Oh, well, then I guess we'll just wait until that dude's ready.
Man, just give it to him till Monday.
Like yeah, we'll do it that way.
Like you said you were going to do.
yeah, but the only reason I believe I extended it was because of Lilith. But she sent the track already.
Well, just give them, give everybody until Monday.
I guess.
And then
don't want that fucking album. Must own. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, there you go. You could tell your mother to buy you that.
Fuck that. I'm going to download it.
Technically, that's not owning it.
I'll slap it on a CD, then I'll own it. Ooh, deluxe edition. What all comes on this? Alice Cooper. Duropesh. Hell yeah.
Man, how do you even joke about incest being awesome?
Fuck if I know.
Like, why would you ever even say that? It's just weird.
Yeah. Download. Download. I found it. It is mine. I wonder. I don't want to play, motherfucker. How the fuck do I get to my cues? Wait. Direct link. Well, at least Chris was fucking useful for one thing. Please work. Damn it. Never mind. That bitch was not useful.
So you want to know what happens on SmackDown?
No. This person is being removed from my page immediately.
Why is that?
Jordan Doobie Moldlin. Up for the night, getting my bro on with Sam Sane.
What the fuck does that mean?
Don't know. Sounds gay. He's being deleted. You, sir, are officially gone.
It's about as gay as that Jeff Hardy Magnus match.
And damn it, Tammy Brown, why can't you spell the back the proper way?
Why can't she spell anything properly?
Hey, well, come on, back is going to be like the easiest word. B-A-C. She put, well, B-A-C-K. She put B-A-K. Yes. It's done. I've already come with a floor. If not, I'll make my own floor. Fuck it.
Gunner got a world heavyweight title shot.
What happened to the fucking moron?
Huh?
What happened to the moron? A.K.A. EC3.
That retarded Zion retard, he got an X Division title.
No, I'm talking about EC3. Ethan Carter the third. What the fuck happened to him? Did he get the fired one?
I don't fucking know. I don't see that picture.
I'll watch it. I only got a couple more episodes left of Fairy Tale anyways. So, and. Quit.
Why the hell don't they have the picture of the other one?
I don't know. Maybe he wasn't that important.
Weren't there two other briefcases? I want to know who got fired.
Yeah, right? I'm going to go watch that right now while I transfer some movies to my PS3. And now we go TV.
So who is the other person that won that match?
Big one, Austin Aries. No, it was either Austin Aries or...
No, it was Chavo, wasn't it?
Probably. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's Chavo.
Chavo.
Does
that work?
That's fucking stupid.
Man, you see that, man? Chavo got fired again.
Yeah. Oh, bud. Well, at least we know EC3 is not going to win the fucking tag title. I think this is the only time I'm actually rooting for the bro-man.
Yeah, I'll never be rooting for them.
Well, considering the fact that they're the ones who have the tag title.
Let me just start off by saying this. I love this business. I love it.
So it means EC3 has to face off against them.
That's why I, just like every single guy and girl in the back, that's why we busted a gut, drove hundreds of miles, took hundreds of bumps, put our bodies through hell because we love this business. I can't change where I'm from, but I'll say this. I'm proud of the fact that for almost 5 years, I've made my living and have my career in the United States of America.
Quit blabbering.
But there was some adjusting to do, and the first thing I realized when I came here was the power of money. Money talk. Yeah, you know the rest. But it's not about that for me. It's not about the fancy cars or the nice houses, the five-star hotels, the women. For me, it's always been about pride, honor, dignity, respect. But I wonder if the same can be said for my opponent, Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, too bad your match was boring as fuck.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm with you. I'm as big a fan of Jeff Hardy as anybody. And Jeff, I'll say this to you directly. You didn't just overcome your demons. You slayed every single one of them. But maybe there's just one little demon creeping his way back in. Just one little sin. Greed. And the reason I say that to you, Jeff, is because I saw it. You were seen. You were filmed having drinks with Dixie Carter.
Yeah, you're doing all that talking, man, but you win the match with the help of all them idiots.
Because, Jeff, this is the most important match of my life, and I'm not going to let you fool me. I'm not going to let Vixen fool me. You shouldn't let Jeff fool you. Don't let Jeff Hardy fool you.
Well, let's hope we get an explanation from the charismatic enigma Jeff Hardy. One thing I can say has Jeff Hardy's meeting with our CNA president, Dixie Carter, obviously caught the attention of Magnus. Seems to be maybe running a little space in Magnus' head. Sounds like a more of a casual meeting. Okay?
I know about your history. These people might have forgotten, but I didn't forget. I didn't forget 10, 10, 10. Yeah. Hey, different person. That was a different me, a different time, a different place. Come on.
No. I see. I disagree with you. It may have been a different time, but it was a different place. Because the way I remember it, it was right in the middle of a wrestling ring. You sold out.
No.
2010, you made a deal with the devil. You took the money. You ran for the World Heavyweight Championship. And I think that you might be getting ready to do it again, Jim. You didn't think there was people filming it, did you? You didn't think we'd see that, did you? Look at all these people. They forgave you. I forgave you. We all forgave you. There are kids all over this world who dress up like
and
you.
They're damn. Promos are boring as fuck.
Yeah, they are.
Gonna think if you sold out.
They just say a whole bunch of nonsense and hope somebody cares.
Hey, worry about mine.
Because then Dixie Carter comes out later on and she does some nonsense and nobody gives a fuck. Just like Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy was talking. Nobody gave a fuck what he was on.
Yep.
Like, man, their crowd compared to WWE's crowd is fucking so silent.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, like only a few people get fucking chanting for Hardy at the same time. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, they may chant a little bit, but, like, it will never be as loud as WWE.
Yeah.
Their fans just really don't care about them, I guess.
I think Jeff Hardy should just go back to the WWE.
That's probably where Chavo is going to go.
Yeah, even though he got fired from them.
He's going to come back and be Sin Cara.
Great. I mean, we'll have three Sin Caras.
But you'll never know.
Yeah. So we'll have one injured, and then Hunico will get injured, and Chavo will come back as Sin Cara.
I think he'd be a little more, believable if Chavo did it, because they're about the same size.
Yeah.
As where Hunico, he's a kind of fatter, and he got a big ass tattoo.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't even believe people believe that it was him.
Actually, Sin Cara is actually shorter than Chavo.
Well, damn.
Yeah, Chavo's 5'9". Sin Cara's 5'7".
Man, I didn't think he was that tall. I thought he was shorter than that.
And Hunico was 5'10".
There's a family just like us that could be saved.
But, unlike Hunico, Chavo doesn't have any tattoos.
Exactly. So that's why it'd be more believable. Because Sin Cara doesn't have any tattoos.
Man, you would not believe what two of the names that fucking Chavo had before coming to the WWE.
I really don't care.
Lieutenant Loco and Swagger Soaring Eagle.
Swagger Soaring Eagle, huh? I'm surprised that didn't catch on.
Yeah, right. My bad. Chavo's actually not 5'9". He's actually 6 foot, actually.
There ain't no way that they're 6 feet tall.
That's a different... Well, they probably just put 6 foot because they feel like putting fucking 5'9". Either way, he's taller than fucking... Well, he was 9.
Yeah, that's where, like, all the divas are no taller than, like, the turnbuckles.
Yeah. That's true.
Short as hell.
Hell yeah.
Like Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio just needs to, I don't know, shrink. It needs to grow.
Man, he's done growing, man.
Or buy some fucking stilts.
Speaking of stilts, you know what idiot we haven't seen for a while? The Great Khali.
No, it's on Monday.
For what?
He was on the stage with everybody else while...
Come on, man. I mean a match.
Well, that's true.
I don't mean just standing there, all the people that are on the roster but never do anything.
Yeah.
They'd much rather work in Shawn Michaels again.
Probably. That looks good.
No, it don't.
Bacon McDouble for $2.
Nah, man. What was bomb as fuck was P.F. Chang's the night, though.
Yeah, I've had them before. Man, now I want a burger.
Burger? It's not burgers.
No, but the Bacon McDouble is a burger.
Well, stop looking at McDonald's, you fat ass.
Who got the briefcases last week, three of them will get title shots, and tonight one of them will be fired. Chavo Guerrero, on your way in, are you ready?
I'm ready. There's a lot on the line tonight, but also there's a 75% chance that I'm going to get a title shot tonight.
Yeah, no, you get fired, bitch.
You can interview me. What about it? JB, Chavo, if you guys are ready to see Zima Ion get a title shot, make some noise!
There's also
man, fuck you. You suck.
And if you do that again, I'm punching the...
All right, the
wait. Yeah, it's perfect. You gotta go back to that.
What about my thoughts on tonight? You didn't interview me.
What about it? JB, Chavo, if you guys are ready to see Zima Ion get a title shot, make some noise!
There's also a 25% chance that this loser is going home tonight. And the punishment...
But that was fucking perfect. Travel is good. And he goes, it is 100%, it is 100% chance that if you do that again, I'm just going to punch you in the face.
Oh, yeah, it's great. So who won that?
I don't know.
Kurt Angle versus Bobby Roode for the billionth time.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like fucking, what would be the best way to put it?
The Rock versus Cena?
No. The Miz versus Kofi.
That's it.
Man, they only had like 3 matches tonight. What the fuck?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They had the main event. They had a tag match with the Knockouts. They got this match.
Yeah.
What else did they have?
That's it. The main event, the tag match, and then Bobby Roode versus Kurt Angle.
Well, what the fuck did they do for the whole 2 hours?
I don't know.
Boring ass matches.
It's just the fact that this match, well, this shit's not even live.
Well, there's that too.
It took place on December 3rd and aired on the 19th.
Jeez.
Well, don't want to see this match. Since, you know, Bobby Roode wins this match.
How do you know?
Wikipedia.
I also read before this thing, too, that Magnus was going to win.
Oh, look, there's another match, apparently. Maybe. Oh, no. It's just Eric Young and Joseph Park talking in the ring.
Wait, who was in a match?
No, it's not even a match. It's just Eric Young and Joseph Park in the ring.
Okay, I don't know how to say this. Everyone, one time with me. You are a bitch.
Eric, you know, you've always been a great friend and you've led me in the right direction. And this past week's been a blur. I mean, I got people telling me stuff from all sides. My head is full of so much stuff, I don't know what to believe. But I will tell you this. My name is Joseph Park.
Yeah. A.K.A. Abyss.
Let's follow the science. Let's follow the science. I'm a scientist. I took this fist, put it against that head. You bled, and guess who showed up? The monster Abyss.
I know. I looked at the footage, but let me just say this. What? It's all blur. It's a fuzz. I black out when that stuff happens. I am Joseph Punk.
Look at it. Tonight we're going to start a new science experiment. This is a two-parter. Follow along. First part, next week, I got you a match. It's going to be Joseph Park versus Frankie Kazarian and Christopher Daniels.
The fuck?
What are you doing? What are you fucking doing?
The fuck was that?
EY, I think you've lost it. That's my brother's match. That's not my match. I have everything you've taught me over the last few months, but on this one I'm going to have to put my foot down, my friend. No, I cannot do it. I will not do it.
I knew you were going to say that, so look, two-part science experiment. The second part is this. We got some visual aids. I know you love Christmas. Everyone loves Christmas. I wrapped these myself. I want you to open them up, visual aid, get the juice flowing, really feeling it. Look at, you're never going to guess what this is. I wrapped that myself.
It's a steel chair.
You're never going to believe what that is.
How the fuck you not? How the fuck can you not tell what that is?
Probably a bunk kick,
says Tez.
Strip out of there, yep. I put some tape on it. I didn't want you to, yep. I think you hit yourself in the head with it. This is a
guy. Oh, look at the bag of tech or glass.
There's a foot, there's not a snake in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, stick your hand in there.
You
get caught.
Sure. Don't grab with your bare hands. You need a sign.
All right,
yep.
Hey, look, it is tech.
Okay.
okay? Just remember you put them on the table. Last but not least. The real meeting. None of that is the other one, but you're never going to guess at that. Now, give it a shake.
So I can see what Eric Young's trying to do, Mike. You probably don't understand. He's trying to get visual aids. I got it. What is this now?
Barbed wire.
Oh, they like that. Listen, I really appreciate all of this, but it doesn't do anything for me. And I'm going to stick to my original answer. The answer is no. I will not do it. I will not be a part of this.
You know me. I'm a showman. I'm one of the most entertaining guys in professional wrestling.
Absolutely.
Now, I saved the best for last. The Cuda Brothers, one more gift. And I slid it just under the ring over on this side. Come on, let's go. Come on, make that count. Is this almost over?
Fucking Taz is like, is this almost over?
Both devices from Monster's Ball, but when you're right, this moment to yourself. It's right here in the middle. What is it?
All right, EY. I'll do it.
Do you think that the light bulb is finally going on for Joseph Hart?
Well, I don't know if the light bulb went off, but it definitely looks like it's flickering.
The danger involved 1 week from tonight, the return of Monster Ball. That influencer.
These four gentlemen are about to learn their fate. When we come back on Impact, we will reveal the contents of the brief.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go to the suitcase. So we can watch Chavo get fired for a second time. Come on, don't give a fiat, don't give a fuck about Sonic, because there ain't none near me. Don't give a fuck about that. Don't give a fuck about seeing these two talk again.
You know, there's really no reason for...
Hey, look, now it's my twin talking to Jeff Hardy.
Oh, look at him, man. He's probably going to bore us, too.
Yeah, probably.
You know, there's really no reason for a man to look like this unless what Magnus said out there was true and you're feeling a little bit guilty.
Come on, Joe, are you just like everybody else? You think I'm still guilty?
Relax. Don't worry about it. All I'm saying is I understand. We work in the professional wrestling business, the most hostile work environment in the world. And with everybody bleeding and giving up themselves and doing whatever they can to get ahead, I can understand the attraction of a shortcut, an easy go-ahead. I just never thought you were the type of person who would take that kind of bait.
Look, if you're looking for an explanation, you're not getting one. Nobody is.
Okay, let's get to the briefcase.
Last week here on Impact, retrieved the briefcase. And each briefcase contains something different. In one, an exhibition title shot. In another, a World Tag Team title shot. In a third briefcase, a World Heavyweight Championship title match. And in a fourth briefcase, a pink slip indicating immediate termination from Impact Wrestling. This is me.
Man, that's even funnier because of the fact Chavo didn't get a chance to, you know, go in the ring to whoop the shit out of fucking Zima Ion. Just gets fired on the spot immediately.
Oh.
Well, boys, welcome to Meet or Fire.
Well, ugly bitch.
Have become so accustomed to coming up with amazing and innovative
concepts like this, just like the wheel of Dixie. And tonight, the stakes could not be any higher.
Yeah, except, as I said, EC3 isn't even a part of a tag team, so who the fuck is he going to get the tag with him?
So good luck.
I mean, I highly doubt anybody on the roster even likes him. I know we don't like him. We just want him to go away and die.
Nobody likes him.
Any final words? Well, yeah, I mean, there's a chance I'm going home.
Yeah, we wish you would have.
With gold around my waist.
Oh, boy.
I got it.
You got it. Oh, that's been his fucking dumbassness. He's on ecstasy.
Clown question. Of course,
I'm gonna pick
James. We got
a
difference, of course.
But
you know what? He's still my partner.
Best of luck
to you.
I think it was funny the fact that they had Zima Ion go first.
Congratulations, Gunner. A World Heavyweight Championship title match is yours.
And the partners turn into enemies.
Have them.
There were two.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, what Gunner had case number one. Zeman had case number two. Domas had case number three. And then Chavo had case number four. So you think they would have started off with case number one instead of case number two?
Nope.
Logic. That don't fit into the TNA.
Yeah.
Very
much.
In this briefcase, the tag team title shot. One thing, that will never change. The world is that whatever's in this briefcase, it's not going to change. Because I'm still a Guerrero.
Just like I will never lose, I will never be fired. Because I'm a Carter. Sorry to interrupt.
What are you doing? Think we do not need you in here.
Oh, no, Dixie, that's not true. I am needed in here because, no, I asked EC3 to do something great, and as a result, now he's...
Yeah.
The word legacy in the same sentence with EC3 makes me nauseous. What makes me nauseous? Did anyone ever hand you anything in this business?
No way.
No way. In fact, Grills, we've had to work twice as hard. Yeah, they have had to work twice as hard. And you want to talk about the word legacy? Legacy is wrapped all around the Guerrero name. And the thought that this man right here would be compared to that. To think that this man right here would have a 50-50 chance of losing his job right now sucks. But guess what? On the other side of the fence, there's a 50-50 chance you might be fired. And I can say that you're squirmed on the inside right now. So instead of squirm, I'll offer you a way out, an exit, if you will. What if I were to take the fate of whatever's in this case and put it on me? There's only one prerequisite. That you fight me just one time only. The icon Sting, challenging me to do something great again. Yeah. Well, I'll take the briefcase, Sting. Thanks.
Simultaneously.
We do wish you the best of luck.
And Chavo, you owe the Rink and Clink. Goodbye. Again, you guys see how GC3 gonna win the tag title. He has no partner.
Sting's gonna be his partner.
Man, that'd be funny as all hell if that actually happened.
Oh, that's a great idea. it's gonna happen. Watch.
Well, this thing's gonna kick us off here soon.
All right, bye.
Peace.